Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Al Kim.
I think we need solutions regarding such things. Because if we don't have solutions, they go on forever and ever, creating amabandla angenalo thula uNkulunkulu. Ngakho, with this in mind, I think ama solutions yithi bazalwane. To change the way we think, to change the way we associate ourselves with God. If you are saved by the renewing of your mind, these things come from our minds, distorted mindset. You know, the distorted mindset creates a distorted environment, I can say. So I think our teachings will lead us towards greater responsibilities. Like, instead of memory, is there something better to do? You know, if we, as Abazalwane, we have ama project, we have izindawo where we express ourselves in full against these things, we can be able. Utumfundisi laphana, uJoshua made it to Canaan because azange bangenele kulezi zinto lezi zazikhulunywa abanye. You know, it means that the spirit of uJoshua noKhalebe bebenazo was able to influence other people not to. Because the spirit of memory also influences some people to do something. So we have a tragedy here. A tragedy in which is Mella. The two spirits. The spirit of memory and the spirit of those who want to do good. You are having such a topic now because you are having the spirit of doing good. So I think from this point, we should have projects, we should have AMA workshops, we should have AMA awareness of how to deal with such things.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Al-Kim. Send us WhatsApp, 0826572729. I'm grateful that a program like this would serve as an eye-opener, but also as a conference setting, that we be able to come up with solutions and say, look, this is what the Father says with regards to murmuring. So we need to be careful. I mean, there's quite a lot of scriptures that speak pertaining to this. All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I am keen to hear from you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Apostle, let me bring this to you. 1 Corinthians 10:10. You know, when we murmur, we are setting ourselves a trap of being destroyed by the destroyer. It says, "No, complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer." When we are opening doors in our lives where the evil one is able to bring a destruction through into our lives. In other words, we are plugging cords of destruction into our lives when we murmur. That is why things should be done right instead of murmurings, because when we murmur, the devil is able to bring a destruction as much as he can, and he will use that window period to the maximum. What say you there, Apostle?
Very much so, Moruti. In fact, people who mama, they don't realize that they're actually shooting themselves on the foot. Because remember, if only issue, and then there are people who are good enough and they're available, and they want to make it happen for you, they want to help you resolve that matter. And then where now you keep spitting on their face. I mean, like initially I said, people who mama abakhona abakhono go amohela dilo ka mkhodileng go they would always ba nantse ba wabo. And then now people get tired at the end of the day ultimately. And they will disattach themselves from you, because who wants to hang around somebody always mama about everything? I mean, look at the typical example. They're in the wilderness, and the Lord was providing literally everything for these people. Literally.
Everything.
They were taken care of. I mean, tell me, really, you don't even have to cook, you don't have to
buy clothes. You don't have to buy sanitary for women.
But in the midst of it all, you don't see the good.
Mm.
You just remember, you know, my first experience when I went to Israel, I realized those barricades, the onion, the red pepper, the green pepper, I was shocked the first time. I'm like, what? So radicata. And it's one of the stable meals. So in essence, when they were complaining in the desert, Baribona, they rather go back to Egypt. Never miss out those kind of food. God was even providing something way better for them. But because they were a nation and they were a people who made up their mind, they will not be satisfied, content. You know, that's another thing. People who, mama, they are never content about anything. So as a result, destruction came upon the entire generation. It didn't make it to the promised land. And unfortunately, so did their leader. Because if Lorona Joe, we don't really, really take time and deal with the spirit and deal with this attitude as it's supposed to be dealt with, as much as this attitude has a tendency to destroy the people, Baba Nalingyon, it can also bring the same destruction to the people Baba affected. Hence again, Moses, initially the plan was for him to enter Canaan, but because of these people, Baba Pilamba Mamara, day in and day out, January to December, Monday to Sunday, Bali Bizili Moses. When the issue of food was sorted, then the second issue was the issue of water. When does this end? It doesn't end. You know that people, I mean, who do can't merit and realize one of them, you know, partner, this, they are never happy, they are never dissatisfied. But also, allow me to quote the scripture, Cecily, in the book of Matthew, chapter 20. From verse 9, and when evening has come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. Remember, the word of God, the indicator, they were given what they deserve, isn't it? Now, when you continue to read in verse 9, is when they came, the ones that were hired, about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. They received every man a penny. Okay, but when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. You see, this is an attitude of... And oftentimes people with an attitude of mama, banalimoya, or they feel entitled. So when you give them something, no, you are belittling them, you are undermining them. They always feel like they deserve better. As you correctly described it and explained it when we began, and came through for them, they would always feel like, you know, God should have done more. And here's a typical example on the scripture that we are reading. So the Bible says they felt that they could have received even more. And then when you read also in verse 11, when they have received it, they murmured against the good men of the house. Just for doing good to them. Can you imagine that somebody would murmur, would grumble, would be dissatisfied and slander you because you're doing good to them? And then if Osai Tokomele, who's doing when you will think honali fall tika wena this what I want so we patla we patli sisa o sa itse o tshentseng o ska tshentsang can be a matsapa ana le motho ke attitude e o bana le nyona. Whatever you do, it is never good enough. You know, they will never seek a solution. But like Muruti, as you correctly put it, there is always penalty. These people, Baba destroyed eventually. So did the children of Israel who were murmuring all the way in the wilderness, couldn't make it to the promised land. And unfortunately, in the interim and in the process, Moses also was sabotaged and also Abba as Kunukena in the land. May we not be hindered. May we not be sidelined as leaders. May we not, you know, it is also to lose a tower. Imagine if you're leading a congregation of people, Baba, a greater percentage of them, banal attitude of mama. You cannot go anywhere. In fact, that kind of people slowly, they will cause you to be despondent. They will cause you to be discouraged. They will cause you to think that there's something wrong with the leadership style. There's something wrong with you as a person. Can't they air it? Matsapa ke bona ke attitude ke moya o batsamaeng le moya wa bona wa mamara. But as o tshomwe mothanka wa modimo, eventually this spirit, it comes back to bite them. It destroys them. Kana ke moya o seng pila modimo ao appreciate modimo ao accept moya ona modimo ao judge. If you are listening and on an attitude to you, whether to your family, whether to your spouse, whether to your leaders, modimo ko thuse equate introspection we chebe o fetoge because before o le man.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Apostle. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Lenny, I'm trying to check what is it that you have sent. It looks like a photo. Therefore, encompasses God's redemptive work, the revelation of Jesus, the calling of believers, and the ultimate glorification of God. And then the other one says, it serves as a testimony, a spectacle to the angels who observe God's work in the lives of believers. The mystery, therefore, encompasses God's redemptive work, the revelation of Jesus, the calling of believers, and the ultimate glorification of God. That is Lenny there. Lenny, all right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Johannesburg, are you ready?
The Made Away World Tour
with multi-award-winning Pastor Travis Green
is landing in South Africa for an unforgettable night of worship,
power, and encounter.
Joining him is a fire lineup of friends from across the globe.
Minister GUC, Bidemi Olaova,
K-Strings,
Anatoria,
Grace Idawu,
and from right here at home, Pastor Colin Malulege,
Mercy Robert,
Mahalia Buchanan,
Minister Gratitude, and Nonsikelelo Flomela.
This is more than just a concert. It's your moment for breakthrough.
Mark your calendars, Sunday, 20th July, at House of Treasures Ministries.
Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now at www.travisgreen.tv.
That's www.travisgreen.tv and web tickets. See you there.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Yes, indeed. Saba Majid Solomon sent via the WhatsApp. Says God is in the mood of multiplication. What you place in God's hands never stays the same. Okay, I hear that. Let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Pastor.
Mfundisi wa mina.
Khonomba Pastor.
Khonomba mfundisi mina.
Asungelana kwafundisi bonga mfundisi makamu nomfundisi Impostor Phumla.
Awusana mwana. Ngabe
bonke be radio pulpit umsakazi wetindaba leti thokotisa.
Thokotisa.
Ngathi ke thokotisa mfundisi. Ngathi leti dikhuphi bandla mfundisi.
Hey madoda.
Eh ngoba uma umuntu ema mfundisi ema lapha pulpit lo nelvesi lakhe leli. Kodwa nena vesi izili kaNkuluNkulu mfundisi.
Yeah.
Ama abantu abaJuda phuma le ezweni eGibhithe mfundisi bahamba Tafula la kungana amanzi khona, amanzi ekhona mfundisi kodwa kade baba kakhulu.
Mm.
Eh, bakhononda kakhulu.
Yeah.
Ababa ra shanga ukuseta noyini.
Hey zophuzani madoda.
Seta noyini. Uyabona?
Mm.
Eh manje ke abancedisa inceke ukuthi mhlambe bakuthandaze ukuthi mhlambe kwenze bayakhononda nje. Uyabona? Emabandleni mfundisi kuningi kakhulu lokho mfundisi uma uyokhula uthula inkulu izini kaNkulunkulu laphayane bathi naleli bhantshi lakhe neli lo muntu lona mani bana lo muntu lona ufanele ukuba ngumfundisi yena lo nabanye abefundisi bakhulume kanjalo mfundisi uma ngiyoba umfundisi lapha ngo-1989 lapha eNazanduva ngoba umbonisi wezwi ukubonisa izwi mfundisi.
Yeah.
Bathi ha lo muntu onjena leli foti leli njena foti wasibiza amafoti phela thina.
Yey madoda.
Angaba umfundisi yena lo. Eh? Angaba umfundisi umuntu wakutane. Umfundisi. Ngoba sobayita ngokukhona umfundisi ngathi laba ngifuna bangabazi kahle la. Ngoba mina noma ngabazi. Ngikubele fellowship.
Yeah.
Yeah, manje wabona umfundisi wokukhona ndalo. Inyoka kubulala umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu mfundisi. Kana baba.
So, kan mambo mfundisi mina na Kenza. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say in this matter. The very aspect yokhononda mfundisi umwamba uyibeka kahle ukuthi ukhononda. Hunguna nguna.
Ngorangora.
yeah. And we are touching base with regards to this, and what the word says happens to us when we do these things. 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, otherwise you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. It's 082-657-2729.
Are you starting a business or taking it to the next level? Then it's time to pitch your business. After an exceptional Pitch Your Business competition in 2024, we're doing it again. Together, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, the Northwest University's Beehive Enterprise Development Center, and TBN in Africa are hosting the third Pitch Your Business competition. Receive vital business training online. Total marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand is up for grabs, as well as in-depth mentorship by the university. To register, complete the registration form on imyouth.co.za or radiopulpit.co.za. Register now. Registration closes on the 31st of May 2025 at midnight. T's and C's apply.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Now, I'm looking at Philippians. And Philippians basically puts this across to us. Chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Do all things without complaining and disputing." All things, which means even if I have a grievance against you, I should do it without murmuring. Bring it in a way that is pleasing in the sight of the Father. But we don't seem to be doing that, Mpundisi. We don't see how much the Father is warning us against the very aspect of murmurings, Mpundisi.
Yeah, thank you so good to know. Ufuna lapho ibambe khona. Bengithi mfo qala lapha ku verse 13. It's for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Number one, we have to remember there is a Father who is working in us.
Yeah.
14, do everything without complaining. So, uNkulunkulu, as Atina, do everything without complaining. uNkulunkulu sinaye la, ukomplainela bani. Ukomplaina kubani. Why you complain that you are working with God? Why you complain? I believe ukuthi na kune knowledge esingenayo la. Yokuthi kahle kahle sihamba nobani. because uma ngaba uyazi ukuthi uhamba nobani izinto uzibonayo. The Bible says ukuthi all things work together for good. Lokhu kubonayo kusebenzelana for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
So instead of complaining, be grateful kwaloku kubonayo. Ukuthi ngiyakubona but ke akusiyiloku ngicabangayo ukuthi yiko. So umphostolo Paulo la usifundisa ukuthi na do everything without complaining. Don't complain, just work it, because la ku kingdom kaNkulunkulu umfundisi wami. Abantu abahlala ku kingdom ababizwa ukuthi ama citizens, babizwa ukuthi ama subjects. So we are the subjects of the kingdom. The people are subjects of the kingdom. Ba, into yabo is to submit under the authority of the king. So when you see something la ekhona, you go to the king, and according to the Bible, if umuntu ukonile or ubona into wrong, go uyolungisa naye uqala instead of complaining. And nomoya lo lapho umfundisi wami uvuse umoya we-unbelief esikhathini esiningi lobo yoku-complain. Abanye bagcina bangasakholwa, bangasamfuni uNkulunkulu ngendaba yokuthi nakunomuntu ucomplainayo. Lo moya lola uvusa nomoya wokuba sabhona. Abantu ucabanga ukuthi uhamba nabo, kodwa awuhambe nabo, uhamba uyi-one. Lokhu kwenzayo ababoni ukuhle. I remember when that lady came ne alabaster oil afika ageza inyawo zikaJesu amgcobisa. Nayo indoda inomoya wokucomplain ithi amafutha adula kangaka, bakumele siyawathatha siwathengisa sinika imali abompofu. Ngoba nomoya lo wokucomplain lola unobusela phakathi lo esikhathini esiningi. And hayi ngokuthi inhloso kwakuwukunikeza abompofu, kwakunobusela phakathi enabo kweyena. So ubona ukuthi inkosi ayifanelanga ela mafutha lawa la, kungcono kuhamba yothengiswa so that naye alende. Lo moya lona wokucomplain awukwazi ukubongela omunye umuntu. Uma umuntu ayenze something or athenge moto, itende ukuthi ubonge ukuthi ngiyabonga, hey ngiyabonga brare imoto yakho yinhle, hayi uvele uthukuthele nje ungasafuni nokumkhulumisa. Lo moya ovusa ezinye izinto phakathi, lo moya wokucomplain. Sinala mabandla la wethu la mfundisi wami labo ukuthi na uma uqeda kushada ufakwa kuma title.
Eish.
Uqala ube umshumayeli, usuka kumshumayeli uyoba yini yini, usuka kuyini. Uqala ukuthi umunye umamare nje ngendaba yokuthi bambeke ezandla bathi se umshumayeli. Yilethi ukomplain isayo. Why babeke? Why bangabekanga bani? Lo mwana lo moya omubi kakhulu ngoba unobuthakathi. Ekugcineni umuntu agcina azibona hamba ayeleka kabosamyazi le ukuthi ayofuna umuntu ukuthi abulale abantu ngendaba yokuthi umuntu nje kubangwe indaba eyikhundla ngenxa yalo moya. Abanye babulalele mfundisi wami ngenxa yalo moya lola. So le spirit lesokumamala mfundisi wami sivuse izinto eziningi phakathi. Ibandla malisizakale, kungathi uNkulunkulu angalisiza ibandla ukuthi siphuma kwalo moya lola. Uthi umpostoli Paul, do everything without complaining. And ucabanga abanye kokuthi abanye bangcono kunawe ngendlela ohambule ngakhona. Inkosi uMshamayibusisi Mruti.
Thank you so much. We give the Father all the majesty and the honor. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you're saying. The very notion and aspect of mamaring these days.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729.
and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
All right, we are talking about mammaring, what this is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Someone would be saying, hey, how could we send you WhatsApps and talk? Because we basically realized that, hey, the ministry we started was out of mammaring. Hey, so we are just quiet. We need to hear what everybody else is saying.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well. Exodus chapter 5, verse 22, Apostle. Let me just go to it. So Moses returned to the Elohim and said, Elohim, why have you brought trouble to these people? Why is it you have sent me? Since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to these people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. Moses was also murmuring against the father, and he lodged a complaint, but he took it straight to the father, you know, to say, look, ever since you made me to speak to Moses, to Pharaoh, he has made conditions quite bad for Yasharal. But he wasn't realizing that he was opening up a door for the devil to bring this even against him later on through his own brother Aaron and Martha, who were complaining against him also there. Murmuring also, it's because we have done it somewhere in the past and we haven't closed the doors, Apostle. And the devil is still able to get through those doors. We need to dismantle those doors and build walls of repentance. What say you there?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, at least Aaron and Miriam, you know, they were busy mammaring behind the scenes. Babota Muona Deli Ola De Basai Kisa direct to call and Moses. But now Moses, just tell me, why would he even do what he did as well? Why would he even attempt it? Because this man had a serious encounter with him. So he had an advantage even more than the people he was leading, because the first encounter was the burning bush. You just had that amazing, unusual encounter. God. And that should tell you something about the God that is sending you to a particular people. Now, when opportunity is presented to you to allow God to use you, deliver his people, then somehow Moses developed amnesia. And then all of a sudden, he started having this attitude as well, because unale amongst people with the same attitude can that also be very contagious. As much as it's a door that you open, but the fact that unadu laka haraba tu baba pelang ba mamara, somehow that spirit ya mufitella. Danu yana he mufitella. Danu we isa komudimu. At least ba ne ba mamara. You know, the people of Israel, they were not doing it directly like that. Come call Ayense or Bona Isale, Uritokofaro, things have gone out of hand. But Mudimu Ufila Assurance of Bon, I will be with you. And you saw, you had an encounter with the same God. So now, when the going gets tough, King and Saint Moses, who were banon, Abelia Mizzi, Afilo Kare, Mudumu no Moguel, and then Afilo una le legal right ta gore a mama re ko modimo. He had no right to do so because he had all the reasons to keep believing God. But you know, also as we engage in this topic, what comes to my spirit is the issue of the fruit of the spirit. You know, when we don't have the fruit of the spirit as the people of God, we open a door to the enemy for I use moya wa mamara. You understand? But when you have the fruit of the spirit, then you will not give the spirit room for iketse ka mkho e batlang ka teng. But also having said, Muruti, Bibele ere, chapter 5, verse 30, ere, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against the disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?
Hey.
Verse 31, and Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. So I want to, it's something that it's a thing and it's a good action, it's a good act. But these people, for some strange reason, no, they have to mama about it. They could not keep quiet. You see, that's another thing about people who are mamaring. Abakono thola ka dilo. Len thole pila abakono re ba kore. No, man, it's so unfair.
Yeah, no.
Why? Somebody once said, if you don't have anything good to say, rather just keep your mouth shut. But unfortunately, people who mama, they can't keep their mouth shut, even when you button nuts about mamara, because ntwena e mobona. And then also in the book of Luke, chapter 19, the verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Because today I must abide in your house. Verse 6, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Verse 7, and when they saw it, you know, expect it's our balabat. They murmured, saying that he has gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. You see what I'm trying to drive home here is, in whatever way we can people who mama, they are never happy ka anything. They are never satisfied ka anything. They would always find fault in anything good ever to buy yetang. So kwa yakabon, kuri ki kumia mshate jo. Wai lesa umulatu, wai folatu. So in the books, really, 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 ukasiko nuhuru over satisfy. It's just a mission impossible. And what breaks my heart is the fact that most people who mama jo, aba mama regarding totally legit, they always mama when you're doing good, whether to them or to others. But a mamara, they will have an issue when there's no issue. They'll make a big deal where there's no big deal. And the way they go about it is not even right. They try to really, they will do it, it's ka hash hashi, ba whisper, ba sevanyana, mola li mola, the phone call or the exchange, mola li mola, ba kasola ati direct, ba tanante, iliba pota pota ko connect. Moses and all that ilimu dimu direct. But he was not really complete, he was murmuring, he was grumbling. And the thing is, the attitude part of it. Attitude is everything. An issue. How you present the matter, the attitude counts. But attitude, about Baba Mama Rang, it's an attitude ailing deadly. That's like in any way you would wish to look at it. It's a deadly attitude. And unfortunately, but what thing, ba feel for it, ba right, and they're entitled, and that's what happened.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's talk about this, man, the very aspect of mammaring. We see it amongst ourselves in many instances and times.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Lebati Lewis says hi. Lewis, hi, man. We appreciate you. Azania.
Mutangamren.
Hallelujah.
Blessed evening to the servants of the Lord. the blessed house, the holy house of God, the church, which is the body of Christ, the ground and the pillar of truth. Siyabonga Nkosi. There was Nkosi nala matopic. Hey,
we give him glory.
Yeah, ngiyaripenda la ngkhona yo ngiyaripenda. Ngiyaripenda bazalwane. Nkulunkulu yangisiza kakhulu ngale mfundiso. Ngoba khona ngiyimirarayiza ngakho mina izwi malishunyelo bazalwane sekuyimira kimi. Akubi umuno okhomba umunye umuntu kuba imira kimi ngihlole ukuthi ngime kahle nanenkosi. Ngifuna ukukontributa kancane bancekuze inkosi through this topic ukuthi murmuring. And I've realized ukuthi complaining and murmuring actually how can I put it? It's a package. It's a package, bazalwane. Inside that package, there is idolatry. There is like dissatisfaction. There is greediness. Let me, Martin, let me qualify my statement. Ngokuthi bazalwane, yokhumbula u Ananias no Sapphira. When they sold the land, they actually sat together and started complaining and murmuring. Ukuthi no, we cannot give it all. Nathi khona mele sele ngakho ngoba le mhlaba wethu. But they lied ukuthi ngoba lithi iBhayibheli enibopha emhlabeni kuyaboshwa ezulwini. They lied ukuthi nathi sothengisa umhlaba and will come back and give to the this lithi iBhayibheli babeke enyaweni zabapostola. But bona they decided to have the package of complaining and murmuring through greediness and idolatry, because they sold the land, they come and lied. Actually, they lied to Holy Spirit and they died. So, bazalwane, actually complaining and murmuring with the package of greediness and dissatisfactions and idolatry leads us into actually siyafa emoyeni bazalwane. We die, because when you complain, that is what the Bible says. Uthu Paul, I've learned that in everything to be content. And I remember Murutimo Ubadileng in the book of Corinthians, they drank from the rock, and that rock was Christ. But kwavuka kubo the greediness and the dissatisfactions and konke lokho kwavuka kubo, baqala ba complain. Lithi iBhayibheli they were beaten by snakes in the wilderness because they complained. Ba complain abazalwane. So thina kahle kahle bazalwane mele si uNkulunkulu asize asiphilise ukuthi singafani nabo Anania no Sapphira, ngoba lithi iBhayibheli konke lokho ngalofunde khona ngcebo when mawuqetelela kuyo, ithi everything was written for our ukuthi sisizakale. So in everything may we pray that God deliver us from spirit of murmuring and complaining. Ngisho nasemsebenzi yo bazalwane, when we face challenges, instead of us thanking God in all situations, we complain. Yo ubani wathini, ubani wayenzani enkonzweni. When yo abazalwane, may God deliver us. I'm one of those people who I'm praying for repentance. I'm repenting and I'm mirrorizing myself, because man kuluma na apostle mabe kuluma incekuze ngcosi when they speak abahlanga bamrena, I just see myself in the mirror ukuthi Nkosi, I'm lacking here, please help me. Mudimu aretushe nto ye khetho ya mudimu nto ye khetho ya mrena Jesu ay rekile ngamadi a gagwe. Be blessed bahlanga bamrena. Tindaba ditokotisa go. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The very notion of complaining, we see it much of the times, man. And to be honest with you, one can just put across the fact, Yoguti, the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. The word is putting quite a lot with regards to this. I wonder if we are making sense at all.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Brafil.
Hey, good evening. Hello, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Kononda. He's a kid. Yes. Yeah.
I wonder what's happening with Prafil's file, man.
Upauli, in these times, ought yegani ugu kononda bazalwana.
You.
Because ukononda is not good. It's like the ukononda and dissatisfied about what the Lord God Almighty is doing. Now, Numbers. Ukora utata. No Abiram were the leaders. In the crumbling game. So
yeah, it's really not playing.
Uthi uNkulunkulu uyawe sebawothi. Uthi Mos
I don't know what's wrong with it, but it is just not playing to our liking.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Babongani.
Mbongo ucoshi thuba ngibiyeleleke emfundisi Ring, ngibiyeleleke nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lika Christ Jesus inkosi yethu. Isihloko esithi Mama Rings. Izinkonono. Oxford Dictionary, Mama means complain in low tones, subdued expression of discontent, softly spoken or nearly inarticulate speech. Ukukhononda ngezwi eliphansi, ukukhulumela phansi ngokungeneliseki. Other words used for mama are whin and mumble. Mummering is condemned by God as being sinful. This sin is rebellious against God. Mummering is or muttered complaints or grumbling, often directed towards God, authority. Figures or others, it is constantly portrayed as a sin that stems from a lack of faith and trust in God's provision and timing. Kuyisono esivela ngokungabi nokholo nokuthemba ukubonelelwa nguNkulunkulu nesikhathi sakhe. Abantwana bakwa Israeli babevame ngokukhonona ngoMose ngo-Aaron nangoJehova ohambeni lwabo bedlula ehlane bakho no na ngokuswela ukudla namanzi. Nokunye ubunzima abebehla. Angabezana nabo okwaveza ukungabi nethemba ngokukho nokubonelelwa nguNkulunkulu. Exodus chapter 17 verse 3 uthi abantu bomela khona amanzi. Abantu bakhonona ngoMose bathi usikhipheleni eGibhithe ukuba usibulale thina nabantwana bethu nezinkomo zethu ngokoma na. Exodus 16 verse 7 to 9, no 12. Iti, kusasa niya kubona inkazimulo ka Jehova. Loku ezwile izinkonono zenu ngoJehova. Thina siyini ukuba nikhonone ngathi na? 8. UMose wathi lokhu kuzokwenzeka lapho Jehova eyakuninika inyama kusihlwa ukuba nidle, nasekuseni isinkwa ukuze nisuthe, ngokuba uJehova uyezwa izinkonono zenu enikhono nangaye ngazo. Thina siyini? Izinkonono zenu azingathi
yo. It's the network.
Yeah, network.
ZingoJehova. UMose wathi ku-Aaron, yisho kuyo yonke inhlangano yabantwana bakwa-Israyeli ukuthi sondelani phambili kuJehova ngokuba uzwile izinkonono zenu, ngizwile 12, ngizwile izinkonono zabantwana ba kwa Israyeli. Khuluma kubo uthi ngakusihlwa niyakudla inyama inyama kusasa nisuthe isinkwa.
I'm trying.
Nize nazi ukuthi nginguJehova uNkulunkulu wenu. Singafunda ke futhi ku Exodus 14 verse 27. Consequences of murmuring are judgment and punishment.
It's cutting big time. It is cutting big, big, big time. Pravil says, let me read what Pravil says. Pravil says, terrible network, apologies, says, number 16, the earth swallowed Korah and friends due to grumbling.
Umlomo kaJehova washa umlilo kaJehova washa phakathi kwabo wabaqeda abasemkhawulweni wekamu. God hates murmuring because it blocks the vision for the future. It can also hinder a believer's spiritual growth by fostering negativity, discontent, and a lack of faith. In closing, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9 says, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. I thank you. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen and amen.
Amen. Sorry about Bongani for those cuts. It is the network on our part. And Prafila was just reading there where he says, terrible network, apologies, says, number 16, the earth swallowed Korah and friends due to grumbling. The absence of God, the Holy Ghost, results in grumbling. We are warned, don't enter the makes we magezwe akushoyo umoya ebandleni. Amen, beloved, stay blessed. Let me try and see where we stopped a bit with you just after a jiffy, Brafil. All right.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Let the Levant have a complaint night. And Abbas bought obey three. Because they are fed.
Hi, Alan. Ayala straight, and we also have Mr. Ita.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
It's me, Timisane.
Yeah,
greetings to everybody in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, Pastor Ray, the murmuring, the spirit of murmuring.
Yeah.
You know, murmuring, basically, it's coming from pride. You know, it's actually the spirit of the devil, as pastors have been saying. It's coming from pride. It is the reason why the devil rebelled. It's the cause of, it's the means of carrying out the great rebellion, as Pastor Makam was associating. So basically, murmuring is a vehicle of carrying out what your pride has told you over the authority in the place. So once murmuring begins, even your own dissatisfaction inside, it's because you already conceived another notion of how things should be like. And then that is like a fuel, I mean the fuel and the vehicle to carry it out. Yeah, so it is true, like it was already said, with people who are murmuring, they're not seeking solutions, that's true. They're actually seeking the way out, exit, it's true. But also, they are intentional, because the spirit of murmuring is actually the spirit of the devil. It's intentional, it's well organized. If you notice people who murmur, they murmur in specific things, and they push in specific directions. It's not just the dissatisfaction of a child mhlambe ukuthi uyagula or some no, it's something that is preconceived, it's something that is kingdom based from the kingdom of darkness.
Mm.
And now this is the means. And as already alluded, as someone is murmuring, is planting this unbelief, is causing a vote of no confidence in the authority in place. So if it's the murmuring that is happening inside the church and it's happening towards the authority of Christ, it is definitely damage. It has to be addressed. Yeah, and I don't know if this is going to sound well. Mm-hmm. One of the things of addressing it is to actually ask the person to not come to church again, mm-hmm. or to kind of like avoid associating with them. But after you have actually talked to the person, if you don't gain the person, the Bible says they take them as a tax collector, because Bona in Jerome Zavuza, they've got a mission, and the church will be in trouble. And also, if it's something that a person is struggling with, like as a former devil person, because we are all devils at some point, now we got born again. It's like a small person in the Lord and is growing to throw away covetousness, to throw away murmuring, to throw away all those things, pride in particular. Then that person, while you are talking to them, they're going to be worn.
Mm.
They're going to be worn into the company. But if this person persists, Pastor Ray, that person must be asked to leave the church for the sake of keeping the church in the right place. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. God bless you and everybody. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Courts of BMF says, Dumelang Baruti Bami, murmuring is very much pain. It kills us. Complaining cuts off your vision for the future. Jesus did not murmur and complain on the cross because his eyes were fixed on the outcome. Murmuring is not always verbal. It's more so in our mind. Murmuring is a sin. Proverbs 13 verses 3 and 17 verses 19, she says there. And then, of course, Profil says, and networks are spiritual too. Hey, yeah. Lenny says, I'm really being fed well by your program, my precious, precious brothers and sisters. Your programs are always building me up in my relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. I have so much to learn. I thank you because I'm being convicted by the Holy Spirit as I'm listening. I appreciate it so much. Ruti, what I've sent to you earlier is just about something beautiful the Holy Spirit showed me in his word recently. I was astounded and thought, what a wonderful and great privilege our Father's thoughts and plans for us. I'll send it again, but you don't have to address it. It's just uplifting. Perhaps if we realize the greatness and impact of our lives and testimonies, and he has sent it. Oh, I see. I read it actually, Lenny. But we can work our own differences with respect to each other in mind-boggling. I also read at one time, I just lost what he said there. I lost what he said there because many pictures are coming in as I read. And then he says, I think somewhere in Isaiah, I'm not sure where, it says that the Lord will build his kingdom upon elegance. Amen. The Lord convicted me of the spirit of mama sometimes when I'm tired and it's not a good testimony. And I'm proudful. Forgive me, please, my brothers and sisters. Please pray for me. We are praying for you. Look, we are talking about this topic because we also are in the same bandwagon. The Father is addressing us. All right. Let me ask our guest just to say bye-bye because already we are left with 30 seconds. Apostle, thank you so much. We talk with you again the coming week. Sorry about the network.
No, the pleasure is mine, Muruti, and wonderful and blessed evening and blessed weekend to Pastor Makamo, to yourself and our listeners. And as we sign out, we meet again next week, same place, same time. Shalom, shalom. God bless.
Shalom, shalom. And to the Mfundisi Makamu, thank you so much. And we appreciate
it. Ngiyabonga Mfundisi wami, ngiyabonga naku Apostle Bumlandene, uNkosi Musa, Ninoze Kahle, Ngcine, from south, north, east, west. He is king. We like it or not.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. May the Father do you good. And thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for being patient with us. I know at times we address these things and the Father is even showing you better. I know that. And I actually really appreciate that you bear with us as we grow together in the grace of the Father. Thank you so much. The King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. My name is Ray. Have yourself a beautiful and a wonderful night, even further. Tuda! Rabah!
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.